Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's good? This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Welcome back. We have another episode lined up for you guys. Thank you to everybody that helps keep the movement moving. True indeed. Please follow at Chris Styles on Instagram, at Trapping Anonymous. If you have a story that you want to tell, just hit me on that DM. Trust me, I do reply. I appreciate everybody that just, you know, has been liking, sharing, keeping us viral. And I just ask that we're able to continue doing this work for our community and putting these stories out there and start that healing, that process. Do remember that the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain, educate, or keep your little homie off the streets. It's only entertainment. Please don't get me indicted. My name is Chris Stavs. Let's get it. You like the intro?
Yeah.
It took me a while to nail it. What is your name? And why is your story important?
My name's Megan. You just gave me the name Meg the Villain. So shout out to Chris.
I love that name. I do. I really do.
I'm from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy. And my story's important because people need to be aware of their surroundings. When you call a true friend, they're not really a true friend. Whether y'all came up from the sandbox or even middle age, it don't mean nothing. Like, that's it.
What did you feel the day you pulled that trigger?
When I pulled that trigger, I was angry. On top of being angry, if that makes sense. At the end of me pulling that trigger, I released something. A little bit of anger, not a lot. I guess it's because of the anger that I had towards that person. And it wasn't meant for that person, but you knew what was going on. And you once called me your child. I once called you mom. So that had more anger. Like you green light a situation. Because I knew it was ran by you.
So you shot somebody that you used to call mother, that used to call you...
daughter. Yes.
Walk me through that day.
June 15th. 10:10 a.m. Before that day, well, before that... that timing of that same morning, I dropped my daughter off. Regular mother shit. Like, I dropped my daughter off the daycare. Saw my mans. Yo, what's good, gang? Roll up. See, I got the blunt in my hand. I'll meet you there. I'm there. Two people saw me. Sitting there, minding my business. They came to bust a cell. As they trying to bust a cell, shorty on the landline with the person that's supposed to bust the cell. And they asking basically who's around. They not knowing that it's me that they talking about. So I told niggas, go down there and get your cell. Don't come here.
So the person on the phone is talking to the person that you're about to sell?
Not me. I'm not about to sell. They're about to sell.
Somebody else is about to sell drugs
to. Right.
They're on the phone talking about somebody Mm-hmm. Not knowing that somebody
is me.
Okay.
So now, with her not knowing that, I told her, like, yo, look, go down here and get your shit. Don't come down here. She kind of hectic right now. Boom. Shorty saw me, left, came back. Her nigga at the time. They came back. She came back running up with the 38. As I'm walking towards her, like, throw that shit.
Hold on. Shorty, can we identify who this person is without giving their name? Is this the person you shot?
My childhood friend.
Oh, your childhood friend. So this is the daughter of...
the person I shot.
Okay. So the daughter of the person you shot is now coming down the block.
With a 38.
And you start running
towards her. Throw. But she's... shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Throw. I got away from the people that I was around because I'm not the type to explain to their mother why their son got shot.
Mm.
I call their mother my mother. I call them my brother. So I will never put minds in harm's way. It's not me. And they know that. She know that from firsthand. She was my rib. Then you turn around, do me dirty, I cut you off. It's an on and off thing for 10 years. My child 10. It's an on and off thing. This shit should have been dead. You thought I wished death on you. I never wished death on you. How can I when my other man's was with you? So I wished death on the whole party? That's not me. I was willing to die for y'all before y'all was even willing to die for me.
Mm.
Y'all loyalty didn't match mine. And that's what saddened me.
So when you run up and you see her sort of shaking and hesitant.
I run towards her nigga now. Because now I'm, at this point, I'm thinking she's going to throw. Because first of all, I'm too close. I'm not going to give you that much range. I already antagonized you by coming this close.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that you didn't throw yet.
Mm-hmm.
So now let me get away from you before you get too scared to throw.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? She know how we've been getting back down by niggas. We got back down together. Are you crazy? So for you to turn around and do that, you're foul. I would have never done that to you. I only gave you a pole to the head. You had a knife, bleach, and a cane with your aunt. How dare you?
Why did you give your childhood friend a pole to the head?
Because she played with my daughter. She said hello to my daughter and called her a little bitch. How I know? Because my daughter was 9 at the time and my daughter asked me, why did my aunt call me that? I heard her. Whatever y'all have going on has nothing to do with me. Mau Mau, that's not your aunt. Yeah, I understand, but that's what you told me she was.
Hmm.
So, what I'm supposed to do? Beat her? Chastise her? Because I told her that was her aunt? That's what I raised her to understand.
What did you do after you found that out?
I walked towards her, told my daughter she was going to smack her. But then I had to think to myself, I can't put my child in an adult situation. So I tried to calm myself down, walk to the store. My child, who she was playing with, other children, Jamia and all of them, you get what I'm saying? So their mother was in a store. I went to their mother not knowing she was in the store, thinking she was there when my daughter was called the bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fake ready to set it off on her. Because it's like, bitch, you know my body. Why would you even allow her? You know what I'm saying? Whether you scared of her or not, or anything in that matter, like, why would you allow her? I allow my daughter to play with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Y'all right neck to neck. Y'all door to door. So you had my child's basically safety in your hands at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, nah, I wasn't there. I was in the store. So I asked the Ock for a cigarette. He gave me a cigarette. She's trying to chastise me as she always do, antagonize me. She come with her aunt and her aunt's friend. In the midst of them coming, I'm like, yo, didn't I just beat you up for even calling the cops? Talking about I had a gun in the car?
Who is this that you're talking to?
My childhood friend.
Okay. The one that called your daughter?
A bitch. So I'm like, yo, didn't I just beat you up for even playing with the police with my daughter in the car? Like, the whole 7-9 just backed me down. Anything could have happened. They could have shot my baby, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason of me beating your ass the last time. Why you keep playing with me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no smoke, but you keep antagonizing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years strong, you're not going to get enough.
Mm.
And you still do it up until this day.
Mm-hmm.
With your moms being shot. You get what I'm saying? I wish nothing but the best for them, but leave me alone.
What happens next?
After that.
Does your daughter actually slap her?
Yeah, I told my daughter to smack her. My daughter smacked her, and I told her, if you think about doing anything to my daughter, I'll kill you with my bare hands. She ran off, screamed for her mother.
Meg.
Oh, sorry.
You had a 9-year-old.
I was wrong.
Smack a grown-ass woman right there.
You want me to lie to you, or you want me to tell you the truth?
What is her reaction? What is she?
She's mad because that hit was hard. I heard it. She was ready to retaliate, but like I told her, just a thought. I will tear you. And you know I'll tear you. So she ran off screaming for her mother. Her mother come out the window. And she like, yo, Megan, you was dead wrong for that. Ma, what you mean? You know what? You're absolutely right. I needed to keep my child out of adult business. So due to the fact that that's your child, you come downstairs for your child and get this ass whooping. Because I'm going to stand 10 toes behind mine. I'm sick of y'all. I asked you for help for over 10 years to help me with this situation. I understand that's your daughter. But help me here. You called me your daughter as well. You damn near raised me. You lied to the courts. But we ain't going to get there.
Well, before we get there, why did you beat up your childhood friend before this incident?
My childhood friend kept playing with me even when I was pregnant with my daughter. She thought I was bad on her. I got into certain shit because of you, bitch. Half of the, like, people that we even interacted with don't even fuck with me on the strength of you. It's not on the strength of me. They don't fuck with me on the strength of you. Like, I know you, so therefore they're not gonna fuck with me because how hard I'm gonna go for you. The bitch that I'm cool with now, Dee Dee, my sister, Dee Dee Womack, shout out to her, facts. Like, you validated her and wanted me to beat her up. We turned around to be the best of friends, not just because of what y'all had going on, because I'm nothing like that. I would never go against the grain for her. But once I saw who Dee Dee was, like, oh, now she good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how that went.
Your childhood friend.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked your baby father.
Sure did. And I told her, 10, 20 years from now, I'm going to get her back. And I accepted her to be my friend right after.
Why did she do it?
She wanted to get back at me.
About?
Because I pissed her off. Honest to God, on my mother's ashes. That's my story. If you was to bring her here, she couldn't even tell you the real reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I tried to get down to that before it got here.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted to hear me.
So you told her, 10 years from now, I'm going to get you back?
I'm going to get you back, and I stand on it. I'm a Virgo. She knew that.
You fuck her baby father?
I sure did.
Megan.
I was one of his days of the week. I lived in his mother's house. I changed his daughter's pampers. I'm the godmother of his first two kids.
For a get back. You did that for a get back.
Yeah.
You didn't even like this nigga.
No.
What are you thinking as you're doing this? Are you like,
that's my brother now.
Oh, shit.
Free him. He locked up right now. Free stuff. For a fact.
When she found that out, how did she react?
Oh. Her mother found out. She was in jail when she found out. She was fucking with my sister, Justine. And they found out. I kissed him in front of his mother, in front of her mother.
The same lady you shot?
Yes. With a granola bar eating it out of his mouth. It's so real, I could tell you the flavor. You want the flavor?
It's probably a chocolate chip one.
Nope. The Oaks.
The Oaks is fire. Oh, man.
The green packet? Fire. Shout out. See, I'm wearing green. The green packet?
Yo, people are going to think this is a joke.
Oh, well. This is my story.
This is so real that...
I'm doing 7 years behind it. Next month. All because niggas want to tell when they told me not to tell. The lady I call my mother raised me not to snitch. And here it is, you taking a stand every chance you get. That's fucked up. You make me feel like my child fixed some of my childhood is a lie.
Y'all not street for real.
At all. This is why I want my story out. Because y'all dealing with people, I'm dealing with people like this, thinking they my right hand. Thinking they care for me, thinking they love me. Because that's what they showed growing up. When my mother died, my father died, you feel me? Like, shit changed for me. 2018 changed for me. And that's when I've been asking her, like, yo, help me. It ain't me being pussy. Like, my mental ain't there. I'm asking you to help me with your daughter because what she doing is she antagonizing something. And I'm trying to keep that bitch bird. I got kids to get back to. You get what I'm saying? So for you to give your daughter the green light for her and her nigga to walk out your house, and mind you, at this time, you're 49 years old, still living with your mother. What y'all waiting to do? For her to die so y'all can take over the Section 8?
The mother is 49, living with her mother.
Yes, and the mother's, and her mother is in what, 77 years old?
Okay. All right. This is a lot.
Yeah.
By the time this airs, you'll be in prison.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? How do you, you know, knowing that one day you're,
my daughter
in
be
a month?
17.
Huh?
My daughter be 17 when I return. I'm afraid for my daughter to be getting fucked and all this other shit. Or even be getting pregnant. Or even getting violated by a nigga. Like, I'm supposed to be there when a nigga break a heart. Here it is, I'm sitting in a cell, a dorm. All because niggas play with me? Your daughter was willing to take me from three kids, three little piglets. She only got one. And before she had her one, she already a fucking graveyard.
When you shot that day, your childhood best friend comes back after seeing you outside with a .38. Someone on the block calls the cops.
And saw them.
With the gun.
Yes.
You then run towards her. Think twice. Where do you go after you?
I run towards her nigga. He backed out of his fanny pack, told me don't run this way. Oh, he's serious. Fuck her playing and shaking.
Her shaking don't fear you.
At all.
You don't know this man.
At all.
He backs out too.
What are you doing? And then you a nigga and jumping in a bitch fight. Like, where they, like, these niggas is the new bitches now. Like, where y'all real niggas really okay that at? As y'all niggas being real niggas, like, how y'all niggas really okay shit like that? I ain't seeing a man down a nigga because he not woo-woo-woo. I ain't saying that. But y'all fuck with these niggas. And even y'all fuck with the niggas that snitch. Because even with y'all niggas knowing that this bitch and her daughter snitch, y'all still go over there and pop a bottle with her and then try to contact me to tell me what's going on.
Okay.
Like,
where do you go after you run away?
After I run, I leaves. It's my turn. And as me running back, away from them, my turn. If this is where we at, my turn. I never bring a gun to this situation. You could have brought back a pole. You could even had your nigga knock me out. You could have did that, but you didn't. You made this nigga jump into a bitch situation and kind of find out you're not even with the nigga no more, supposedly. Not that I'm keeping tabs, but I don't care for this shit. I took my time, leave me alone. Please, I understand someone got shot, but did y'all even ask what made her get shot?
Right.
Like when, so everything that this girl does, my childhood friend does, is okay. This is why she still do what she do. This is why. Because her family okay this shit.
Okay. Let's slow down.
Yeah, because I'm getting a little...
I get you. I get you. It's your turn. You go back home.
I spin back. I spin and I spin and I spin.
How long are you riding around?
I can't even tell you because I'm so out of it.
Wow.
The color you got on is all I see.
Black.
With her firing. Like, damn, she really tried to kill me for my kids. Like, I could have died just now. They could have lit my ass up. Like it was fucking Christmas.
But even though the day before you just, or the week before you beat her with a pipe?
Totally understandable. Come back with a pipe. I know, you know me. I didn't try to harm you. You bring harm to me every fucking shot. And I'm the same bitch that fought for you, stole for you, lied for you.
Well, I guess they say you can't control a person's reaction.
I couldn't control my reaction. My father, I'm not using it as my parents as an excuse, no. But you being my mother, understand my mental. Not my mom's, but me calling you my mother, like, understand my mental. This girl just lost her mother, her father in 2018. Then she turned around and lose her mother in 2020. Then she's in the shelter with her kids. Homeless, as they found funny. You feel me? But all you heard was, you've been homeless for 10 years. Please let me correct that for the cameras. I've never been homeless for 10 years. I've been homeless for two. For two. Those are the 2 years that I actually went to the shelter and did what I had to do to get the fuck on. Before those 2 years, right? As they say it was, I've been homeless for 10, right? So, before those 7, 8 years, right? I've been on and off with my baby father. In and out of motherfucking bandit cribs because this is what his job allowed him to do. So I'm trying to keep my family together because this nigga got me head over heels. So when he basically, I'm going to tell you how much he had me head over heels. If that motherfucker told me to jump, I would have asked how high. That's how much he had me. But see, he's part of my fucked up mental too.
Why do you say that?
Because taking all the beatings. Him, me trying to please him. Him cheating on me. Him even still being with the bitch currently. But I don't make, I'm not mad at that now because I have grown.
He put a gun in your mouth.
Sure did, 4/5.
Told you, open your mouth.
I opened it and I was in the shower and I told him to blow. My daughter was 3. We played Call of Duty so much. He bought a P4 or I believe a P3. From my daughter's Melanie, godfather, Owen, or whatever, and sold to my mom, Claire, which was fake. And we went from bando, from crypto, from bando to bando, you know, because he was basically securitizing the cribs or whatever. So everybody that they had to buy out or whatever, that's where we was at. So when I did want to leave, and as soon as I would put him on the phone with my daughter, Melanie, because that's his favorite, Daddy, I want to come home. Megan, bring my daughter home. Me being me, all in love, I'm out. My nigga told me to come home. But then he lying to his bitch and his job, like, oh, she don't want to go. This, that, and the third. Nah, keep it tall, nigga. I just recently told him, like, yo, no funny shit, like, I don't got time for none of this. I'm getting ready to go to jail. Let's make a plan. You and your bitch could take my kids. I just need to know that our kid's gonna be safe, but it sucks because he's going to jail right after me. So now my kid is fucked up because both parents is in jail.
Why did he put a gun in your mouth?
He put a gun in my mouth because he told me I made his paycheck short. His bitch that he's currently with said I was the reason of some shit like that. Can't really remember word for word, but I know it was something fatal to that.
You were afraid?
No, told him to blow.
Okay. Let's pause right there. You riding around, you're seeing black. You got the gun. You can't find her. After she backs you down, or tries to back you down, you can't find her. Then you see her mother.
And old boy. Another old boy that I know.
Okay. What happens next?
She favored her mother because her mother and her had the same bald head. What? Her mother had the same bald head.
Okay.
So when she jumped in the V, I'm just thinking like, okay, that's her. All honesty. So now, what brought me to realization that it wasn't her is when I went to, when I chased the car down. I chased the car down and I stopped it like I was the DTs. Yo, whoa, 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 you know your daughter just backed me down with her boyfriend? So you okay that? Like, you really green like the fact that she was okay to come out her, come out your house, her grandmother's house? Her grandmother's, it's not even your house, your grandmother's house.
You saying this to her as she's in the car?
Yeah, she's in the car. Like, what? Right? So I'm like, yeah, like, so when she was like, she did what? I know you since I was 13. I know you lying. You taught me this shit. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because I ain't come around a little while don't mean I ain't never forget what you taught me. So you lean back. I'm like, what's that? Boom! But I miss. So she grabbed my shirt. Drive off, drive off, drive off. I'm running with the car. So as she's running with the car, she's trying to swing, but she's not hitting. Neither one of us is hitting. So I don't understand when people coming at like we had a fight. That's not a fight. She's driving off with the with me on the fucking side of the car. You understand? So now when you drop me off or whatever, and I tell the person that's driving, if you don't stop this car, I will Peter roll you. Like, I'm not in the right mind right now. I'm telling y'all, I will Peter roll y'all. Like, stop this car. Get what I'm saying? So he stopped. Tire went this close to my motherfucking face. As I rolled over, got up, tell old boy, yo, drop, bring my car. Bring my fucking car right now. He brings me my car. We spin. So now, all you hear is, I'm in front of the residence. I'm like, yo, if you throw that, I'm going to throw something.
Throw what?
She threw a bottle.
Oh, okay.
So before she'd get the ready to throw the bottle, in midair, I shoot. Bow! One shot. I'm off. I'm off this. Oh, but before I leave, all I hear is, ah, she shot me in my face. Bitch, I ain't shoot you in your face because you wouldn't be talking. But you in shock. You get what I'm saying? You'll say whatever comes to your fucking mind.
That was your first time shooting a gun?
First time shooting a gun. Never shot a gun a day in my life. That's how angry they had me.
You told me you felt good.
After yes. I will lie to you.
From all of the
it was it was like a relief. Like, damn, maybe they'll stop playing with me now. Respectfully, stop playing with me now. I didn't cause this. All I'm thinking is like, damn, y'all really tried to kill me. Like, that's crazy.
You said this wasn't, you said growing up in the streets, you would get back down all the time.
Yeah, and I got tired of it. It's coming too close now. It's too close. Why is it so close?
Everybody pulling guns out on you.
And never using them. I learned this from her uncles. The woman I shot, I learned this from your brothers. I seen y'all hustling. I was there. We was all there. I saw when the shit got shot up and only my nigga gun went off. Let's talk about it.
Tell me about a time someone pulled out a gun on you. Maybe one that you remember the most.
I ain't afraid to say his name.
Don't say it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, oh boy. He backed me down when my daughter was there. They jumped the weed man. The weed man was my little brother. So everybody else got to pay $25. I could come near with $5. Listen, nigga. This is what I got. Let me get my weed so I can jump on back to the train to the shelter. Unfortunately, my childhood friend that I'm currently going through this with, she's so busy in my ear like, yo, gang, Let me tell you what they did. Let me tell you what they did. And that's me. I'm like, yo, let me tell you what they did or whatever. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm like, nah, I don't want to hear that. I just want to get high. Let me get my weed so I can kick, nigga. Like, I got my daughter. It's time for me to go. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. I just cashed in my stamps for this shit, bitch. Like, I'm out. Boom. It was just too far when I get there or whatever. It just far as, like, it was too late. Feel me? I didn't want to hear none of it. So he came. The way he drive reckless. So the way he drove up is the way he reversed it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, something up. Something up. But I'm standing in front of him, and his eye is looking crazy. Like, the weed man eye looking crazy, and it's my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it's too, in the midst of him trying to tell me what's going on and give me the weed, the ops pulled up. Feel me? If niggas was, like, really was to start airing, me and my child would have been dead, because that was a crossfire right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew who they was dealing with. This is a kid. You get what I'm saying? So they're not going to really do that to no kid. Like, this is not no real grown man shit. So boom. Long story short, they back him down. My childhood best friend, I'm like, see? I told you this, what I had to tell you. I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. So I'm like, yo, this me. Why you backing me down?
Mm.
His cousin pulled right up behind him, because somebody must have called him. Cousin pulled right up behind him, like, boom. Yo, bro, you wildin'. She ain't got nothing to do with this shit. She ain't got nothing to do with this shit. So I'm like, yo, boy, if you throw, that shit gonna go through my arm, through my shoulder, and hit my daughter. She's in a three-wheel stroller. She's facing head first. You gonna head tap my kid. So long story short, he was on dust or whatever. I say about before he gets off and all of that, I had my brother. My brother was there with his black Escalade. He told them, not that one. I understand what y'all got going on, but not that one. He like, who you took? My brother pulled out the MAC-10. What you want to do? I let it go far as it went, nigga. But I'm telling you, she ain't got nothing to do with that. I just wanted to see how far it was going to go.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But she was always gravy. I don't know about what y'all went into with these niggas. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm on the fourth floor. They on the third. Keep that shit with them. Megan, get my niece and get the fuck off this block. I left. I say about 2-3 days later, I have a recording, and I'm recording his mother, me walking her across Ocean Avenue. And I sent that. Tell son, stop playing me before I throw Miss C in front of this 44 bus. If he ever backed me down again with my kids. He got the message. He pulled up on me on the corner in front of me, in a corner store. I backed out my knife. Told my moms, put my kids in the car, pull off. My moms was driving a BMW. So she get in the car. He like, nah, Megan, I ain't on that. And he gave my kids some bread to make amends.
Mm.
Like, yo, I was high, woo, woo, woo. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that. You could get them their bread, though.
Okay. I guess you built up a reputation for fighting.
Yes.
In the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You get a call.
I'm jumping, especially mine.
To do a boxing match.
Oh, yes. Shout out to DJ Rod, Hot Rod.
And
they want me to wear a bikini. You see big as I am. Like, if y'all can see. Shout out to Justine for my outfit and my wig. I'm not putting on no motherfucking bikini. I didn't feel right. And a bitch ain't shaved, so I ain't put on no bikini. I'm coming in with a motherfucking white beater and some sweats, and we gonna get it on.
So you do your thing.
I do my thing, and I win my money.
You get cool with the girl you fought.
Yep, and we got cool on Instagram. She asked me, what's my niggas? Well, my brothers asked me, yo, what's the word? Like, we need some bitches to party with, boo, boo, boo. I hit Taylor. Taylor, what's the word? You got some bitches, we slide. They meet them. She like, yo, your man's got money? Of course they do. Money straight. She never put a price. She never said nothing. You get what I'm saying? If her whole intendencies come out once the liquor and the weed is out, feel me? You know what bitches do. Well, bitches that ain't really got shit. You know what bitches are gonna do. You feel me? Fit in where they can fit in at. She fit in. She started sucking a little dick. Wanted some cash. Listen, we not paying cash for no ass, bitch. You know who we are? My brother's walking around with chains like yours. We ain't doing that. If you was willing to suck the dick off the bottle and the weed, bitch, why would I pay you? So, after that, I dust her. It wasn't no need for me and her to be cool after that. Because you hitting me like, yo, where your bread at? Bitch, I ain't your pimp. I would have had my bread before you even did what you did. Before you even got the liquor in you. So.
But I guess you could understand how she thought that you would.
I don't give a fuck what she thought. You drunk the liquor and weed first. You should have got paid first. You know how these hoes do. The real hoes, they get paid first. When you go pick up a bitch on Pennsylvania Avenue, guess what you're doing?
Paying.
You putting that money in that motherfucking hand first before they even suck, fuck anything. And my childhood best friend, not my best friend, but my childhood friend was the best at it.
The same girl.
The same girl that I'm going through this with. She's the setup queen.
Okay. Do you believe in karma, Megan?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that your karma has met you?
And this is why I'm doing the 7. Wow. Because after all the shit I ever did in life, I get caught for this. Boosting. Even selling drugs in the shelter. Driving around in the car dirty for 4 years. No registration. No license. Well, I had license. I got my license in the 3rd year. So now everything come up. So I just really felt like, damn, God really set me down before I hurt someone or someone hurt me. And that's why I took what I took. Even though my kid's gonna be sad and all that. You know what I'm saying? But God's saving me right now.
Yo, you don't even seem afraid. You don't even seem, you know? I don't know
I
if this is
break.
A front.
No,
I don't know
it's not
if
a front.
Is...
Honest to God, it's not a front.
You know you have to be strong.
I gotta be strong because I got 3 daughters. I've been strong all my life. Even though my father gave me a golden spoon, like, I had it all as a kid, but I was adopted. Mm. I wanted my mother, and still to this day of being 33 years old, I still want my biological mother.
It never leaves you.
You understand? You know that girl that's going around on Instagram, she got a pajama suit on, the little girl in the mirror like this crying, mm-hmm. and the girl is just on her knees, mm-hmm. and it's saying like basically like, you're the one to basically like, heal, it's your responsibility to heal from your past.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, woo, woo. I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that. So I'm sorry if I gotta be tough and strong. I've been violated. I've been beated. I've been disliked. Even though I don't care for nobody to like me, but I've been violated too many times and it's been too close to home. Baby fathers, friends. Look at now, bro. I would have beat this case without this bitch, Kenny. I would have beat this case without this hoe that I met in the shelter.
Before we get there,
mm-hmm.
before we get there, because they're going to be like, why'd you give her the name Meg the Villain? They're gonna wonder, why would I say, you spit on a mother and her kid.
Mm-hmm. And my karma came back because my daughter got spit on August 18th.
Why did you spit on that mother and her child?
Well, this happened because of my first baby father. They was getting in the elevator in 110. And we fought already and all that. And she didn't even know she was cool with me. Because I beat up a bitch that hugged my baby father on his birthday, November 21st. And the day she, and it's so real, she hugged the bitch, she hugged the nigga at 11:28, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was going to go meet the bitch that he's currently with now for his birthday after I done got him drunk, high, fucked him. Now you're going with the next bitch.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm walking you to the train to go with the next bitch. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So now I find out you with the next bitch off your Instagram because you know I go through your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, you get what I'm saying? Like, I just got tired of everything, released everything. Like, you won't stop playing with me. And then when I found out she was doing it, she took my, he was blowing bubbles and all that out his ass, out her ass. So, bitch, hold up. Since he blowing bubbles and shit, like, I'm on that. You mad because he ain't buy you a pair of Hirachis. That's why you want to bring it to light. That's how old this is. You kept running around here with them same bum-ass red Hirachis. Stop playing with me.
Megan.
Yeah.
You shot? Out the car.
Uh-huh.
There was no weapon.
No car.
No car. The shell casing fell back in the car.
Mm-hmm. Bullet went in and out.
Bullet went in and out. How did you get caught?
They told. They made every court date. I even got indicted. The lawyers was on some shit like, yo, we couldn't even indict her we couldn't even indict her because she bailed out too fast.
So even with that, it's like, why not just go to trial?
Because it's crazy.
You could have beat it.
That's a fact. Because it was a hearsay, she-say case.
Exactly.
Her word against mine.
Exactly.
And her daughter was actually on camera with a hammer. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
For me. The cops chased her daughter in the crib.
Mm.
They lied on the stand and said none of that happened. Then she also lied in her testimony saying that she only knew me for 15 years or some shit like that. You knew me since I was 13, girl.
Mm.
13, 17, 18. Do the math, man. You feel me? Like, that's more than 15 years.
Right. Okay. So, you figured, what was they offering you if you were the blue trial?
25.
25 years.
With a consecutive of 15.
But they offered you 7.
Uh-huh. Because my daughter, for me, situation,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they had sympathy. And because the lack of evidence that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So what made me fall back on the 7 was because a shorty that I sheltered from a shelter, her daughter. And I loved them. And still to this point, when she told, my lawyer was on some shit like, stop saying that's your sister.
Mm.
And it's like I couldn't help it because that's what I felt like she was.
Mm.
When her daughter ain't have, I went out and boosted Christmas. Christmas of 2022, even with me going through what I was going through on bail, I went to each and every Target I knew and stole about $3,000 to $4,000 worth of toys.
Mm.
I took care of my nieces and nephews, kids that wasn't even mine.
Mm-hmm.
My kids had a beautiful Christmas. I'm going to send you the vid.
So you took care of this woman.
Uh-huh.
Why did she snitch on you?
She called ACS on me, and I called ACS back on her. And what I said was true, and I don't know what happened with her case. I understand I was fouled for that, but it's like, damn, like, why? So she did that, I did that, and she made a letter to the judge saying, listen, I got information, woo, woo, woo. And that was that. Showed them everything. So the DA missing pieces. She was their piece, and she pieced everything, and not even really piecing everything, because I could have fought that too. You get what I'm saying? Because it was a hearsay, she-say.
But the risk wasn't worth the reward.
At all.
Give me the 7.
Absolutely. I didn't even want the 7.
If you were to run into her now, would it be peace?
I would let her know how much physical harm she caused. And I wouldn't do nothing to her because her child is all she has.
You still love her.
That's a fact. Her child never even met her father.
What would you do if you saw
my childhood friend?
Correct.
There's nothing that we can do here. I wish you nothing but blessings. And take care of your kid while you got the opportunity to, because you think you won, but you haven't. You get what I'm saying? You just got luxury to actually be here with yours.
Mm.
I'm going to be here with mine, but I'm just going to be through the walls. They still coming and see me, stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, whatever I got to go through, do whatever. Like, just don't think you won. You ain't tricked me out no spot. No, none of that. What you did was you fucked up.
Mm.
You fucked up.
If you would have saw her instead of her mother that day?
I think I probably would have killed that girl. Because you took it too far. You want to take me from mine while I can't take you from yours. And then y'all lied and said I shot while your daughter was outside. Your daughter wasn't even nowhere near. Because if your daughter was there, that would have saved y'all. That would have brought me back to realization.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, I once changed your daughter. I did your daughter here. And I understand his family might not want me to put that part in, but I'm here for the truth.
Megan, you have any regrets?
Yes. Yes.
What do you regret?
Handling the situation how I handle it. Because I should have waited instead of broad daylight.
But you
and
know
I
how
should
you
have
say,
did it to her and not her mother.
You know how you say you're doing this ultimately to protect your child.
Absolutely.
But you protecting your child also causes you to get taken away from your child. So you can't protect your child. So the real protection would be
avoiding
and submission.
I ain't gonna lie. You're absolutely right. You feel me? I can't argue with you with that. But let's bring it to reality here, though. Mm-hmm. I'm still a woman wearing her mother. You understand? So the only thing I know how to do is to protect and fight. Mm. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You can't be mad at on how I was brought up. So it's like, ain't no book on being a parent, bro. Mm-mm. So I live that shit day by day. My kids was taken from me, from family. You feel me? The way they did it, I don't approve of it. Things that happen, I don't approve of it. That's it.
What's something you would tell your younger self?
Be stronger. Learn the ins and outs as much as you can and protect your sanity. Control your emotion. Because the older you, which is currently me, don't know how to really control that or master that. So that's why I'm in the position that I'm in. Because if I would have controlled my emotion and try to handle it a little bit different and just give it another effort, like, because I already put in effort. I gave y'all the whole damn near alphabet. I done came to y'all and asked y'all for help numerous of times. You know what I'm saying? And nothing happened. So it had to take for this to happen.
What did she say back to you?
As far as what?
What did the younger you say back to you after you say all of that?
Okay.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it.